Welcome to IP Management Voice, the podcast spotlighting leading minds in IP and IP management. This series supports the IP Business Academy's call for subject matter experts to share insights, foster reflection, and strengthen the global IP system. Join the conversation via our newsletter and explore cutting-edge content on D-Plex. The content in this episode, which focuses on developing agile strategies through lean IP to generate business value, comes from Oliver Baldus.
Ever feel like you're just drowning in information sometimes, especially when you're trying to figure out what really matters in, say, business strategy or innovation? You know, you've got all these articles, reports, your own notes piling up. And what you really want is just like a shortcut, something to help you grasp what actually gives you that competitive edge.
Yeah, the feeling of being overwhelmed is pretty common, I think.
Exactly. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a concept that's meant to provide exactly that clarity, especially for an area that's often pretty misunderstood in business, intellectual property.
Ah, IP. Often seems just a legal thing, right?
Right. But we're talking about lean IP. It's framed as a really transformative approach to managing things like patents, trademarks, trade secrets. Yep. And we'll be looking at it through the lens of experts like Dr. Oliver Baldus and a big practical example, Siemens.
Siemens, yeah, that's a great case study for this. Global company, lots of innovation.
Totally. So our mission today is basically to unpack the insights from Dr. Baldus's work and this detailed Siemens case study. We want to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge for you, helping you understand how IP can actually be, well, a dynamic lever for strategy and revenue, not just some static legal thing you have to deal with.
Moving it from a cost center to a value driver, essentially.
Precisely. So let's unpack this because, honestly, the traditional view of IP, it's getting a serious update, and it could really change how you think about innovation and, you know, competitive advantage.
Okay, so lean IP. What's fascinating here is how it really challenges that conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
At its core, you're taking those basic ideas from lean management.
Like eliminating waste, focusing on value.
Exactly. Eliminating waste, focusing intensely on value, optimizing flows, all that good stuff, and applying it directly to intellectual property assets. So patents, trademarks, trade secrets, all those related rights.
Okay. Applying lean principles. But how does that actually work with something intangible like IP? Can you maybe give us a picture of that less is more idea with patents? Because usually people think more patents equals better.
Right. That's the old thinking. The analogy holds, but maybe with a twist. It's not just about removing physical waste, like in manufacturing, but about cutting out intellectual clutter, stuff that drains resources and pulls focus from what really drives business value. Dr. Baldus argues, pretty compellingly, I think, that way too many companies still treat IP like a compliance checkbox, something you just have to do.
Yeah, tick the box, file the patent, move on.
Exactly. And that often leads to these bloated patent portfolios where many patents have, frankly, very little commercial impact. Lean IP flips that. It aims for stronger business outcomes from a much more streamlined, purpose-driven IP portfolio.
That does sound like a pretty radical shift. So what's the biggest change in mindset lean IP demands when companies think about the worth of their IP?
It's demanding measurable worth. That's the key. Every single IP asset, whether it's a patent or maybe a trade secret, has to prove its contribution in clear business terms.
Like what? How do you measure that?
Well, it could be through directly enabling competitive positioning, creating a distinct revenue stream, maybe market dominance, or even just strong defensive value. But if an asset doesn't clearly contribute, the lean IP approach says you should prune it, get rid of it.
Just prune it, cut it out. Wow.
Yeah. And look, this isn't just about saving money on maintenance fees, though that's part of it. It's really about making your IP a sharp, focused tool, ensuring every resource fuels a strategic advantage, not just sitting there as a potential liability or, worse, something irrelevant.
Okay, that is a huge paradigm shift. So how does this actually change the role of, say, an IP team within a company? Are they not just lawyers filing paperwork anymore?
Absolutely not. It means IP teams can't just be a back office function, you know, processing filings. They need to become active participants, involved in strategic planning, helping steer R&D, involved in partnerships, even market positioning.
So much earlier in the process.
Much earlier. The goal is to anchor IP management right at the start of the innovation process. This way, companies build valuable, defensible assets that actually align with where the market and the technology are heading. It elevates IP to a truly strategic function, not just a legal one.
Right, making it part of the core business thinking.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Siemens is probably one of the best examples of this in action. You know, huge diversified company, massive R&D spend, what was it, $6.3 billion in FY 2024.
Yeah, something huge like that. And thousands of patent applications every year.
Thousands. But here's the critical part. They don't just chase quantity for its own sake. Their approach is explicitly strategic and value-oriented. They really seem to embody these lean IP principles.
Okay, that's fascinating. But Siemens is famously diverse, right? They're in everything from industrial automation, digital industries, to medical tech, healthineers, smart infrastructure, mobility. How does a lean IP approach even work across such wildly different business units? Surely it can't be one size fits all.
No, you absolutely cannot have a one-size-fits-all approach, and Siemens gets that. Take their digital industries division, for example. Mm. There, the focus is very much on protecting software innovations, AI, industry 4.0 stuff.
Very fast-moving areas.
Extremely fast-moving. So here, things like speed of filing become critical. They also use defensive publications strategically, you know, basically making an invention public to stop others patenting it. Trade secrets are huge for software too. And of course, robust trademark management. It's a combined toolkit.
Okay, so that's digital industries. What about, say, smart infrastructure? That seems like a different beast altogether. Interoperability is often key there, right? But they still need to protect their own tech.
Precisely. Smart infrastructure is all about balancing proprietary control with the need for systems to work together. Interoperability. So Siemens actively gets involved in industry standard bodies, contributes to patent pools.
Patent pools. Can you quickly explain that?
Sure. It's where multiple companies agree to license their patents together, mm-hmm. often for a specific technology standard. It helps foster industry-wide development. So Siemens does that, participates, shapes the standards, but while still protecting their core unique technologies. It's that lean IP balance. Openness for market adoption, but protection for their key innovations.
Interesting balance. And mobility, trains, transport systems.
Yeah, mobility, think long product life cycles.
Yeah.
Safety critical tech, like train control systems. Here, the IP, particularly patents, has to be incredibly high quality and built to last, potentially remain relevant and defensible for decades.
Decades, wow. And finally, healthineers, their medical technology arm. That's a heavily regulated space, I imagine.
It is. Super regulated. So for healthineers, the IP has to withstand intense scrutiny, not just from competitors, but from regulators. And it needs to secure a return on what are often very long, very expensive R&D cycles for medical devices.
So the patents need to be rock solid.
Rock solid. Exceptional patent quality and often quite layered protection strategies are essential to secure those long payback periods.
Okay, so we see these tailored strategies across different divisions, but how does Siemens actually do this day to day? Like, what are the key operational practices they use to make lean IP happen on the ground?
Well, a big part of it is proactive planning and continuous evaluation. Their IP experts, they don't just sit back and wait for R&D to invent something and then file a patent.
They're embedded.
Exactly. They work directly with the R&D teams right from the beginning. This ensures inventions get protected at the right time, in the right way, and that the protection actually aligns with the product roadmaps and market opportunities.
Makes sense. What else?
Other key practices include things like rigorous freedom to operate checks, FTO analysis. That's crucial to avoid stepping on someone else's patents and facing costly lawsuits down the line, especially before product launch.
Preventing nasty surprises.
Right. And crucially, they regularly prune weak or obsolete patents. This goes back to that core lean idea.
That still feels a bit counterintuitive, getting rid of patents. For so long, it felt like the more you had, the better, almost like a badge of honor. What's the thinking behind actively letting go?
It is a huge cultural shift, absolutely. Moving from that more is better or quantity equals prestige mindset to focus value is better. They actively prioritize the high-value patents, the ones that truly support business-critical technologies or strategies.
So focus resources where they count.
Precisely. They also make strategic use of trade secrets for know-how that maybe isn't suitable for a public patent disclosure, like certain manufacturing processes or algorithms. And critically, they view IP not just defensively, but offensively too, using strategic licensing and partnerships to actively monetize their IP, generate revenue, and enter new markets.
So the whole approach is leaner, more focused.
Yeah, leaner, saves on maintenance costs for irrelevant patents, focuses resources, money, and people on what truly matters, and ultimately, it significantly strengthens their competitive position because their IP portfolio is working for them, not just sitting there.
Okay, it really sounds like it boils down to this powerful synergy, this combination of being highly strategic and intensely value-oriented. Can you maybe break down how those two principles really work together? How do they actually turn IP from, just a cost center into a genuine profit driver?
Yeah, think of it like this. Strategic IP management asks the big question. Where is our business going overall? What are our long-term goals?
The roadmap.
The roadmap, exactly. It's about aligning all your IP activities, what you patent, what you license, what you keep secret, with those overall corporate goals. And importantly, tailoring it to each division's specific business model and the competitive landscape they operate in.
Okay, that's the strategic part. What about value-oriented?
Value-oriented IP management then asks the really sharp question for each IP asset. How does this specific patent or this trade secret actually help us get there? What's its measurable economic benefit?
So, proving its worth.
Proving its worth. Is it through generating licensing income? Is it purely defensive, stopping competitors from copying a key feature? Does it allow us to charge a premium price? Does it create a significant barrier that keeps rivals out of a market? It's about that tangible link between the IP and the bottom line.
And putting those two together, that's what ensure IP isn't just sort of an overhead cost on the balance sheet.
Exactly. That's the
Yeah.
synergy. Together, they ensure IP is viewed, managed, and utilized as a potential profit center, or at least a critical strategic asset.
Hey, are you an IP expert with a focus topic you want to share? Then you might be just the right fit to become an IP subject matter expert at the IP Business Academy. It's a great opportunity to build visibility for your expertise and reach new clients through a trusted academic platform. You'll be supported in creating digital content, LinkedIn strategies, and outreach to your target group. If you're ready to raise your profile and position yourself as a thought leader, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. End of advertisement.
Siemens really demonstrates this. They integrate IP thinking into product development right from day one.
Can you give another concrete example?
Sure. We mentioned mobility, those core train control systems. The patents aren't an afterthought filed just before launch. They're part of the long-term strategy to secure those huge infrastructure investments for decades. Or in smart infrastructure, that balancing act we talked about using IP strategically within standards bodies lets them shape the market and drive adoption of their underlying technologies. It's very shrewd.
That really is a masterclass in making IP an active business tool. So, what are some of the essential, maybe, tools and processes that a company needs to make this lean IP approach work? You mentioned FTO and portfolio management.
Right. Dr. Baldus's framework, and what Siemens clearly uses, relies on several key tools. Rigorous patent portfolio management is central, that constant review. What do we keep? What do we maybe expand into other countries? What could we license out? And crucially, what should we just drop because it's no longer valuable?
The pruning.
The pruning, yes. Then freedom to operate analysis, as we said, absolutely essential before launching anything new. Competitive intelligence is another big one, using patent databases and analytics to understand what competitors are doing, where technology trends are heading.
Using patents as a source of intel.
Definitely. And related to that is white spot analysis, using that patent landscape data to find gaps, areas where there isn't much patenting activity, which could signal innovation opportunities, unclaimed technical territory.
Okay, so these tools provide the structure. How does this structured lean IP approach then help a company like Siemens tackle some of the really tricky contemporary challenges, like, the messiness of software and AI patents, or that interoperability versus protection dilemma you mentioned for smart infrastructure?
Well, these tools give them the framework to address those challenges head on. Take software IP. It is complex. Protecting algorithms, AI models, big data analytics often requires a layered approach, not just patents. So Siemens uses that portfolio mindset to decide, okay, for this software innovation, is a patent the best route? Or is it better protected as a trade secret? Or maybe we should defensively publish parts of it. They use a mix.
Choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And for that interoperability versus protection issue, particularly in smart infrastructure, being active in standardization bodies and patent pools, informed by their competitive intelligence and strategic goals, allows them to navigate that balance. They contribute where needed to grow the market, but use targeted, high-quality patents and maybe trade secrets to protect their unique value proposition within that ecosystem.
And the health and ears with the regulations.
And for health and ears, That emphasis on quality over quantity, driven by the value-oriented principle, directly addresses the regulatory complexity. They know the IP needs to be incredibly robust to secure those long payback periods for complex medical devices, so the focus is on getting fewer but much stronger, more defensible patents.
Okay, so we've talked principles, practices, tools. What's the real bottom line impact? For Siemens, yes, but also, what can listeners maybe running their own businesses or innovation teams take away from this?
Well, the tangible impact for Siemens is pretty clear. Yes, they file a lot of patents, over 1,800 at the European Patent Office yearly, I think the number was. But crucially, it's not indiscriminate. Each filing has to justify its strategic value. They avoid that patent factory trap where you're just churning out patents for the sake of numbers.
Quality over quantity again.
Absolutely. And by embedding this IP thinking deep into their product roadmaps and R&D processes, Siemens isn't just reacting. They're actively shaping markets, influencing standards, and making sure their huge R&D investments translate directly into protected, defensible revenue streams. That's the real payoff.
And for, you know, any company listening, big or small, what are the core actionable lessons here?
I think there are a few key takeaways. First, maybe the biggest one. Stop counting patents just for prestige or numbers. Start measuring them by their actual business impact. Does it protect revenue? Does it block competitors? Does it enable partnerships?
Focus on the why.
Focus on the why. Second, integrate IP considerations right into your R&D process from the very beginning. Don't wait until the invention is finished. Third, remember IP is both offensive and defensive. Use it to block rivals, yes, but also think about how it can help you shape standards, enter new markets, or secure valuable licensing deals.
Be proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. Fourth, stay agile. Don't be afraid to prune your portfolio. Regularly review and ditch the patents or other IP assets that are no longer serving a strategic purpose. That frees up resources, time, money, attention for what truly matters now.
Makes sense. Anything else?
And finally, maybe most importantly for making it work, build cross-functional teams. Your legal or IP folks can't operate in a silo. They need to be collaborating constantly with the technical teams, the R&D people, and the business strategists. Everyone needs to understand how IP fits into the bigger picture.
It sounds like this lean IP concept isn't just a fixed framework either. It's something that has to keep adapting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with how fast technology changes.
Oh, absolutely. That's a key message from Dr. Baldus, too. Lean IP is not static. It must continually evolve alongside the markets, the technologies, the competitive landscape, even customer demands. Siemens, again, exemplifies this. Think about how they're adapting their IP strategies now, with digitalization and AI transforming even their traditional industrial businesses.
How so?
Well, they're combining patents, trade secrets, trademarks, even data rights in new, more integrated ways to protect these complex data-driven solutions. Their IP strategy has to be as dynamic as the technologies themselves. It has to keep pace.
So wrapping this up then, the core message seems pretty clear. IP isn't just about collecting certificates to hang on the wall. It's fundamentally about creating and sustaining competitive advantage, delivering measurable economic value, and securing strategic freedom for your business.
That sums it up nicely. Companies that really get this, that make IP an integral part of their product development, their corporate strategy, and manage it with these lean, value-focused principles, they're the ones who are likely to stay ahead, especially in these fast-moving, innovation-driven markets we see today.
It really shifts the perspective. Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with, something to maybe mull over. In a world where technology moves at lightning speed and information is, well, everywhere, how might applying these kinds of lean principles, focusing on value, eliminating waste, strategic alignment, how might applying that thinking to any resource you manage, not just IP, transform the way you approach your own goals and your future innovations? Something to think about.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.